Well, first of all, it's a very difficult thing to describe child sexual exploitation area in few words, but I will do my best. Child sexual exploitation online is a global crime, and it requires such an answer on the side of law enforcement. And then we need everyone on board to tackle this type of crime in the most successful way. And we're happy that Slovenia is a part of this network already. And as Mr. Koros said, that it takes an active role in an exchange of information, which is crucial, absolutely, for success. Luckily, we have right tools at Europol, at European Cyber Crime Center, to tackle this crime, although technology is not always on our side. There is a problem of bigger and bigger anonymity of online criminals, especially in our area. Then we have new storages of child abuse materials. But the good message is that we have right tools in place at Europol, and here, having such a good network of experts in this field, that we have right answers, simply, to criminals. Knowledge, expertise, and the will to exchange information is just a great basis for international cooperation. Having this possibility, I just like to address one more thing, which is an awareness that is still neglected. And I do believe in the proper education of children, because to react on something what has happened already is not enough. The most important is to prevent things that may happen online. And for this, I think, again, we need everyone on board to help our children to stay safe in internet space, in cyberspace. At Europol, we have not only cooperation with law enforcement representatives, but also with private sector. So we try to set up a very good network of dedicated people just to make Europe and cyberspace safer. Thank you.
I have just one question. Please tell me your opinion about work with Slovenian police.
After these 2 days, I couldn't be more happy about, first of all, the recognition of the role of Europol, and the fact that child sexual exploitation topic and cybercrime was taken on board during these 2 days. This shows the right direction of the Slovenian police, because it's just to adapt quickly to crimes that are very dynamic, and that's really a very good response from Slovenian colleagues.